Seaway News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says that it looks like Iran is responsible for Saturday's attacks on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. As VOA's Steve Herman explains, the president said any American military attack on Iran as retaliation would be proportionate to the attacks carried out on the oil facilities.
Trump says while he does not want war with Iran, the United States is more prepared for a conflict than any country in history. The attacks on Saudi installations and fears of widening hostilities in the region have sent oil prices soaring. VOA asked the president about the spike in the cost of crude oil as he left the White House on Monday.
Won't affect us, and ultimately I don't think it'll affect the world either.
Iran denies any involvement in the Saudi attacks, calling such accusations maximum lies. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Associated Press has learned that President Trump's accounting firm has been sent a subpoena for his tax returns. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A source who insisted on anonymity tells the Associated Press the office of Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. sent a subpoena to President Trump's accounting firm seeking the last 8 years of state and federal tax returns for Donald Trump and the Trump Organization. The president was asked about it as he left the White House for a New Mexico campaign rally.
I don't know anything about it.
The district attorney, who's a Democrat, last month subpoenaed the Trump Organization for records related to hush money payments for a porn actress. Trump and his family have been fighting in court against multiple subpoenas. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Supporters of Islamic State are rejoicing at what appears to be a new message from the terror group's reclusive leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, in which he promises the war against the United States and its allies is far from over. The Voice purportedly tells supporters during the more than 30-minute-long audio that the U.S. is now drowning in the quagmire of Iraq and Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Israelis are voting Tuesday in general elections as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces a challenge from former military chief Benny Gantz. Polls show Tuesday's contest too close to call, with Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party tied with Gantz's centrist Blue and White party, with neither predicted to win a majority of the seats in the 120-member parliament. 10 parties could win seats in the legislature. That could possibly leave Avigdor Lieberman, a former defense minister and one-time Netanyahu ally but now rival as the kingmaker, to form a coalition government. Netanyahu made a last national campaign pitch Monday, saying if he wins re-election, he would annex all the Jewish settlements in the West Bank over the protest of Palestinian leaders. North Korea says diplomatic talks with the U.S. could resume in a few weeks. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The North says the fresh talks could happen, but it will not consider abandoning its nuclear weapons unless external threats are fully removed. The North adds any upcoming working-level meetings will be decisive in determining the fate of the country's diplomacy with Washington. Negotiations have stalled since a February summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump in Vietnam collapsed over disagreements over sanctions relief in exchange for disarmament measures. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks tells us a special guest, Hong Kong singer and activist Denise Ho, will be in Washington this Tuesday to testify before Congress about the ongoing protest in her country.
Hong Kong celebrity activist Denise Ho is calling on the U.S. to stand up to Beijing. The singer heads to Congress Tuesday to testify with fellow activist Joshua Wong, known for his role in the 2014 Umbrella Movement. They'll join other activists to urge U.S. businesses and lawmakers to support human rights and democracy in the Chinese-ruled city. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer has said addressing China's actions in Hong Kong will be a top priority next week when Congress returns to work. Lawmakers are already working on a bill that sets a yearly review of Hong Kong's special treatment from Washington. The new bill would also direct the president to slap sanctions on Hong Kong and Chinese officials who undermine the city's autonomy. China denies allegations it's meddled in the protest. It also says Hong Kong is an internal affair. Beijing has in turn accused the U.S. and Britain of inciting unrest in the city.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Voice of OAA. One. The Voice of America.